What is up, Medford? This is Joe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Heart of Glass by Blondie. Thanks to our lovely Jenna. Jenna and Jarrett, come say hi.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
How we doing? I'm Jarrett.
These are my lovely guests for the week. It's been a while since I've been back on the show. I only have three playlists. This is my third show for this semester compared to seven by last time. So this is kind of brutal. I've been not missing shows, but just break and all that has been putting a dent on my playlists. So we've got a good mix of music for you guys tonight.
Really good.
Yeah, Jenna helped. I think you came up with half the playlist. We split it half and half.
Yeah.
And then Jarrett's here for the ride.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll read the public service announcement later.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Parker likes ladders, so if you want to read his favorite one, I'll be able to happily point it to you.
In honor of Parker.
Yeah, I'm not joined by my usual co-host, Parker. He's out from hip surgery, so he's not on campus. He's been out for a little.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, he might be. I don't know.
Parker, if you're listening, give me a text.
All right. Let's hope he does. All right. So without further ado, let's give you guys some more music. This next one is Float On by Modest Mouse. Enjoy.
Way. on. Alright. Don't you worry, we'll all float on. We'll
alright.
Float on.
Love to take her on vacations where the time zone changes and the money exchanges and speed is in kilometers on the dials of the ranges. Far away with my Jamaican sexy every day is like a holiday. The Chiba got me in a slum sleeper, but when I try to leave her, I just find out that it's cheaper to keep her. Plus she keep my thoughts deeper, really zoning like my Cali homie, 6'4 rolling, or them Detroit lacks trimmed and golden, or my Texas family 150 wires scrolling. Damn, I was caught up in the matrix, but not Keanu Reeves as she rolls in bamboo leaves. I think I'll wait to ship off these piano keys as I'm trapped in the gangster lane.
Talk about the gangster lane.
You make a nigga have the gangster lane.
Talk about the gangster lane.
You make a nigga have the gangster lane.
to be. Twist you anytime I feel the need. Love your touch and how you set my mind at ease. In Virginia, where you kept me motionless. From that point on, I knew I could never get over this. Now they wanna see us broke up. Cause I'm lovesick, got me all choked up. Look, you keep my head in the clouds, mommy, till I can't breathe. And next to that heat seeker, you my main squeeze. Who else I lip twist and hit and even spend my money on? Now either I'm a fool or you really must got me gone. You got me open these days, I must admit. Body numbed up and in a slump like I've been hit. But luckily it's just the green. Got me leaving smoke screens and blowing smoke rings as I flee from the scene. Gangsta leaning in an 850 beaming. I'm like Casey and JoJo, love, you got me feeling.
Taste this sweet like morning dew. I would go crazy, girl, if I couldn't have none of you. I sent you from Jamaica, straight out of my Mercedes trunk. You make me wanna roll you up, and then you make my body slump. We make a nigga have the gangster lean.
Talk about the gangster lean.
You make a nigga have the gangster lean.
Talk about the gangster lean.
So sticky, I'm talking real icky. Had me gone and twisty, make my other women miss me. Just by the way she kissed me, hold her with the index and thumb tippy. Mind flowing trippy, hard to hold back. Scent so sweet, got a cognac and honey wrap, but this ain't no drink. From Taiwanese to Amsterdam, greeny green to hydroponic that make a weak stomach vomit. Listen, at times you hinder my vision. Blinded by your love and you got the room spinning. It's not jealousy the reason why I keep you hidden. Hell, I hit you, then I pass it to my man like I do my women. I know just what I'm investing in. I done traded currency with the Mexicans in Texas just so we could get affectionate. Your complexion lime green with red specks in it. I love you.
Talk about the gangster lane.
You
make a nigga happy gangster lane.
Talk about the gangster lane.
Give me something more, something else to find. Give me something more, something else to find. Give me something more, something else to find. Hey, Star Trek, Star Trek, let's smoke and ride. Give me something more, something.
What is up? That was Modest Mouse, Float On, Pierre Bourne, Honeyberry 2, and Clips, Gangsta Lean. Always a favorite. Love Pusha T. I'm loving what Pierre's been doing recently. I liked Honeyberry 2 a lot, his most recent release. Kind of been getting into him a lot. I think I have a lot of him on the playlist tonight. But Jarrett has a lovely public service announcement for you guys. So take it away.
This is about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hidden, hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Thank you, and stay safe out there, guys.
Thank you so much, Jarrett. That was a lovely service announcement. Speaking of safety, let's talk about spring break.
Uh-oh.
So, Jenna, where did you go for spring break?
I went to Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
With the curfew and all?
Oh, it was just for one night. So, I mean, at least from when I was there, but we just avoided Miami Beach that night and went into Wynwood, but yeah, it was pretty crazy.
South Beach gets pretty wild.
Yeah, my parents were freaking out, but it was fine.
A bunch of college-age girls, safest place to be, Miami Beach. What about you, Jarrett? Where'd you go?
I went across the pond and was in London for a couple of days.
Wow. What'd you do?
Walked around and went to some museums.
Did you see the queen? Just kidding.
Oh, she's dead.
She's in a box. you heard, you saw a play?
Yeah, I saw the Book of Mormon. I highly recommend.
Very to anyone. Funny.
Very amusing. Had yeah. a great time.
I've been dying to see that one. I'm a huge fan of South Park with Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Oh my god.
Did you know they wrote that play?
Yeah, I knew that.
Have you seen it before?
I have in New York.
Dude.
I didn't really understand it at the time. I saw it when I was pretty young. But no, I love South Park. You guys know how much I've been watching South Park recently.
Yeah, what do you watch it on?
On HBO.
You think you want to slide me your HBO info?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've been trying to watch the new South Park episodes.
If my dad sees Joe Perullo profile
I'll share it with you, Joe. Just not over the radio.
Yeah, I think you have my Hulu
password
right now.
So is.
I've been watching Family Guy and Joe's Hulu for
Family
over the
Guy?
Break.
See, Family you, Guy is no longer funny to me.
Yeah,
it
I don't.
Was
I just
until
watched
I
the
started
the,
watching South Park.
The older episodes.
Yeah, the newer episodes aren't funny. I don't think that the clips are like they rely too much on the clipaways. I kind of rediscovered The Simpsons again. I've been going through Rick and Morty, Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons. Like
I love Rick and Morty.
See, that's too that's not really my humor that much.
I don't.
South Park is just up my alley.
Yeah, I guess South Park is a little crude, but it's still intellectual because they try to keep relevant with stuff. But The Simpsons kind of walk that line. I feel of Family Guy funniness and not seriousness, but good. There's some good smart jokes in there that are relevant.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever watched BoJack Horseman?
I have not.
I've heard really good things about it, and I just haven't been able to get into it.
It's awesome.
All right.
Highly recommend to anyone listening.
Yeah, I've heard it a million times that I need to watch that show, and I just haven't got
Me
around
too.
To it.
It's a must watch.
Must watch. All right. And with that, let's give you some must listens. This next one is Couch by Pierre Bourne, and then Get Up and Go by, how do you pronounce it? The Ruddles? Ruddles?
The Ruddles.
The Ruddles. Okay, that's a Jenna song.
I think so. Ruddles, yeah.
Well, I'll take your word for it. Alrighty. Enjoy.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
I remember sleeping on my brother's couch, yeah, with a couple thousand. Stand up, baby, like I fill out forms. Yeah, no, I'll just be fine. Pretty God, he changed his time, but name a nigga who'll be on time. You fan, so you fantasize. You want a man, y'all nigga be lying. Hood legend, my city be wildin'. I'm in the trenches, I'm on the benches. With the family, it's steady. Nigga Yankees, how fitty. Like Nav, it's been a minute. They get mad, but I didn't. You know I'm up, no snooze. Ice on me like hockey dudes. Watch 12, yeah, we watch Newman. Yes, in combos, I got moves. Can't swim, but she don't fool. Chain too cold, I keep my cool. Money talk, it be so rude. Fresh to death like Beetlejuice. Stack it up, I roll my chain. Will Smith, yeah, you know I'm fresh. It's day for cheese like Philly. Montclair, oh, and I feel chilly. Oh, man, damn, my pocket swollen, yeah. Oh, man, my pocket full of blue old man's, yeah. She wanna order takeout, but I still go in. Fucking on baby girl, she live an old man. I did not live by the water, but girl is an ocean. We do not play no football, what is emotion? Nigga mad, we was just fuck, you mad at your own skin. Hey, Matilda, I moved the door, yeah, with no hands. Yeah, I jumped off the porch, I didn't wanna hold hands. Yeah, growing up in the hood as a kid, you become a grown man. I remember sleeping on my brother's couch, yeah. With a couple thou. Now look at me now. We don't even be speaking no more. Stand up, baby, like I fill out forms. Yeah, no, I'll just be fine. Pretty God, he changed his time. But name a nigga who be on time. I remember sleeping on my brother's couch. Yeah, with a couple thou. Now look at me now. We don't even be speaking no more. Stand up, baby, like I fill out forms. Yeah, no, I'll just be fine. Pretty God, he changed his time. But name a nigga who be on time. So I stunt, see us ball like I dunk. I go hard, we go up. Niggas mad, cause they suck. I'm in the crib, my bitch roll up. Mercon pillow when we lay up. Boy, you fake, David Blaine. Remember I used to take the train. Scared to get off at my stop. Boy, you scared to meet the gang. I'm in the hood, I don't tell my chain. Ask Siri, what's my name?
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
It was hard, man. I got all these scars I can show. If you saw me, you would understand why we hope. They had no faith. I remember when we was broke. These hoes rotate. I learned I can't say none of y'all. They had a trap beat. Wondering why it's J's at the door. I was uncomfortable. There's so many roaches on the floor. My grandma crossed the street. She don't wanna stay in her no more. I had to get on my feet. I didn't wanna stay in her no more. I remember sleeping on my brother's couch, yeah, with a couple thou. Now look at me now. We don't even be speaking no more. Stay that baby like I fill out form, yeah. No, I'll just be fine. Pretty God, he changed his time, but name a nigga will be on. I remember time. Sleeping on my brother's couch, yeah.
That was Get Up and Go by the Ruddles? Ruddles?
I'm going to say Ruddles.
Ruddles?
I don't really know.
Jenna, tell us a little about that band. You said something interesting earlier about it.
Yeah, so you know on Apple Music when you're playing songs and it like suggests songs for you that are similar?
Yeah.
I was listening to the Beatles and this came up and I was actually very curious. So like I looked it up and it was talking about how this is a band that's supposed to be a parody of the Beatles. So they did a, what was the
mockumentary?
It's from the 1970s. So they did, like, they wrote a bunch of songs that sound freakishly similar to the songs that the Beatles have. And it's, I don't know much about it, but I know, like, the mockumentary is called All You Need Is Cash.
It seems like a pretty, like, successful format. You know how MGMT, they wrote, like, Electric Feel?
Yeah.
As an FU to, like, the... They hated the idea of this song and how easy it is to write, and then they write it, and it goes, like, it proves their point that it just blows up.
Right.
I guess it's a similar vein.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I really like it, too. But hate it.
Yeah, and even, like, this song, Get Up and Go, I've heard it so many times, and I've just, it's interesting.
It sounds just like the Beatles. Like, yeah, pretty easy to emulate, right? I guess.
Yeah.
But this next song, this is... I'm transitioning off Spotify. I'm going to SoundCloud here, so bear with me.
Uh-oh.
But this is Isaiah Rashad, Sidney Jones. I didn't realize it. I had it in my likes for a while, and then I re-listened to it on my 8-hour bus ride up to Boston from Philadelphia. And I realized it was a DJ Drama produced track, and that's so funny to me. I didn't realize DJ Drama and Isaiah Rashad ever collaborated or made anything. And I really like it. I kind of reignited a love for this song because I guess I didn't really know much about DJ Drama, like, I guess 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when I liked it, when I had this song added to a playlist. So, yeah, this is Isaiah Rashad, Sidney Jones.
Please get familiar now. Isaiah Rashad. Turn him up.
Now coming from a city where the heater bang, Nuga shooter, Ruga kill your brother, that's that local fame. Always gave a fuck so much, my dockers wetting dickies, man. Gotta keep it pimping, James. Stomped them out, 44 deep, overcook it, so imagine what they do to niggas. Acting like some pussy, man. Austin daddy left him so abrupt, now we hitting stains. Type of shit, make me say prayers for all my players. I'm here for all your fears. You sell, I got a scale, it's real. Riding with my brother in his Lincoln got me thinking of get rich schemes for all my people. And maybe I should talk to my daddy, good karma. But fuck it, I'm still stuck in these panties. Take relations for granted, steady lowering standards. I didn't blow, I didn't plan it. I'm understanding these addicts. Can you manage your habit? Can you honestly practice all that shit that you preaching? Always misplacing my glasses, but always peeping the evil. Like, I see it clear now, like back in high school. You're the one that's acting weird now. Had a baby in the ninth grade, she's old enough to cheer now. You see us getting money, put that motherfucking beer down. We here now.
Shot ball to lights, had cut on the flights, so probably feel my life. My mama was probably right, I feel shoes the height, that Kobe could fit them tight. These niggas here is life, to get ahead, they living like parasites and mice. And pussy, you make them fight, I be sipping this fucking Sprite. For feelings I couldn't write, my big homie had died. For niggas who living lies, he's 6 feet for life. Hope heaven treating him nice. Why good die in spite when Sidney Jones can pipe? She young, black, and trife. My light skin, the vice. She keep me hooked like Fife. My electric relaxation. The thighs give me escapist when music making me anxious. Liquor be all tasteless. Sometimes I feel like hatred'll kill me if I do make it. Three stacks
vacations, secluded living locations, endless amounts of payments to bank accounts that I'm making. Seasons changing for us and we adding a couple faces. These niggas getting funny, so Benjamin keep me racing. Everybody you at the wanna be the leading faces. So get your acting right, the director's giving out placements. My niggas die for it, she got that pussy juice. I could lie for it, that pussy the truth. You got some time, boy, then get some pussy too. I'm the nigga, baby, what that pussy do? My niggas die for it, she got that pussy juice. I could lie for it, that pussy the truth. You got some time, boy, then get some pussy too.
Give me that signature pussy.
That was 04 Drugs You Should Try It by Travis Scott off Days Before Rodeo, and Sydney Jones by Isaiah Rashad. Sorry, I ended up kind of on a SoundCloud kick there. Just scrolling through my likes and had to put that one on. How'd you feel about it?
I really liked that last one.
It's I like the beat is awesome.
It's so good.
I really liked it. Yeah, it's definitely like a good vibe.
Yeah.
So keeping on with spring break, I want to pose the question, what are terrible spring break locations? Like worst vacation you could possibly think of that just isn't spring break? Any idea, Jarrett?
What do you think?
Worst spring break location?
Yeah, just terrible. Like family vacation where?
New Jersey.
New Jersey spring break.
Does that even happen?
I mean, I go to Jersey for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, yeah, but not for an entire week.
It is. I spend summers there.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
New York pompous. I'll go to the Hamptons. Sorry. we go to Wildwood, New Jersey here. This is a Wildwood, New Jersey house.
Don't you have a house in Cape Cod?
I do, but I love New Jersey. We're just making the move to New England, migrating up.
I see.
Once my little brother's out of high school, my parents are definitely moving.
Oh yeah, my parents are probably. I mean, they're gonna stay in New York City, but they want to sell the house.
Your little sisters are.
They're juniors.
Juniors. Okay.
Juniors in high school.
Juniors. So they got. Yeah, my little brother is too. So they got more year.
Yeah.
One more year until the parents up and leave.
I know. I think it'll take my parents some time though.
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to get an apartment downtown.
Jared, you're the youngest. What are your parents' movements looking like?
Staying in New Jersey.
who would leave? Definitely. Definitely a great place. I love Jersey, honestly.
I have a friend that lives on the shore in Rumson. And she loves it. And I go visit her sometimes.
That's like North Jersey, right?
No, it's like...
She probably went to high school with Scott.
Yeah, she did. That's how I know him. But she lives, it's like down, it's more south, right?
It's like central.
Central Jersey.
Like kind of by Tom's River, Seaside Heights, or more north?
Middle.
Yeah. Seaside Heights is the birthplace of the Jersey Shore, the cultural revolution that shocked the world.
Oh, yeah, it's not that kind of Jersey Shore. No.
Dude, people don't understand how influential that show is.
I really want to dress up as Snooki for Halloween.
You've watched the show?
Yeah, I've watched some of the show.
Love.
It's so funny.
Like, it's like a train wreck. You just can't look away.
It's just, to me, that's more entertaining than the Kardashians.
Yeah. They're the original Kardashians. They started the reality TV trend. There had never been a show like that before. So they totally took the world by storm. My biggest pet peeve is we used to do these parties in high school, like they're Jersey Shore themed parties. Jersey Shore themed party means 2000s Y2K club aesthetic.
Yeah.
Not they show up in like bathing suits and tank tops and they're like, Jersey Shore. No, Jersey Shore is going to karma.
Bring on the leopard print.
The Guidos, the leopard print, the fake like, tan, the orange hands.
That, oh my God.
That's Jersey
the
Shore.
French tip, like crazy acrylics. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the vibe.
Thank you. You understand. That was my biggest pet peeve. Whenever there was a Jersey Shore party and people would show up like the literal Jersey Shore.
No.
No, you gotta look like Pauly D.
Yeah.
They kind of have a reunion. They have like a show right now.
You know,
but they're
Snooki
all like adults.
Snooki has a podcast, I think, or like a show or something with one of the other girls that I forget her name.
Yeah, probably. I don't even know. It's been a while since I've seen the show.
And they were on like the Barstool.
Oh yeah.
Podcast, yeah, with Dave Portnoy.
That's funny.
It was so funny. You should watch it.
It's crazy, bro. She literally had a kid on that show.
Yeah.
Like she's just like a full blown mom. Like one of the seasons was her pregnant.
Yeah. Like, I remember that.
Her whole life has been
so funny.
All right, that's enough Jersey Shore talk. I'm sure our listeners don't want to hear about how much I love the Jersey Shore.
Oh, come on.
My dad loves that show. He started watching
really?
It. Yeah, like he just can't look away from it.
Yeah,
like
my
dad
would say something like, that's just stupid.
It's trashy.
That's just stupid.
It's good TV. Like, it's good TV.
I know.
I appreciate it for its influence.
Yeah.
It's so influential.
Oh, definitely.
These youngins got to learn how influential it is. All right. Well, on that note, this next one is You're the Devil in Disguise by Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. This is a Jenna song. So off the SoundCloud, back to the classic rock. Is he classic rock?
Yeah, I'd say he's classic rock.
Alrighty. Enjoy.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel,
but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven. Surprise, heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Crossfading off nanos on that hipster shit and use a hipster bitch. Yo, but not in a lame way. Like, you ain't living out in BK. Like, you ain't working on a screenplay. Like, your baby daddy ain't a DJ. Like, she listening to old Freeway, cause everybody listens to Biggie. But she different? Right. That's why your friends need wristbands. Fuck you. Can I have this dance? Started dating at your art school, cause either way we both lying more than half of the time, except for when I'm home working on your graphic design. Every time we see each other, I'm taking you home. Our relationship has gotten Sylvester Stallone, yellow 9/11 Persian girl in the back car. But me writing a verse would be the only way they buy in a bar. White boys used to trip and send me over a gin, but they busy showing off each other Indian friends. She got ironic tattoos on her back. That ain't ironic, bitch, I love Rugrats. Watching lames handle they thing, they bang any bra with bangs in a band with an animal name. Hannibal Kane drinking the handle of Jameson. Anal and anyone is the plan for the evening. I'm kidding, stop. Girl crying on Ludlow. She still look good though. Love is Eastside. Who are you to hate? Movie ass, not a 10, but a super 8. You ain't seen me at the show, I was super great. Hotel, penthouse, gone, let it ruminate. City never sleeps, so I guess I'm never slept on. Did everything I could, then I kept going.
Maybe you're the baddest. Maybe you're the baddest girl. Nobody else matters. Nobody else matters, girl. I'm missing in the bathroom. I'm missing in the bathroom, girl. I hope nobody catches.
I hope nobody catches.
Dollar Shave Club.
I wanna know, are you ready to cry? Cause I'm no good, no good. Ooh, girl, I wanna try. I'm an awful guy, and I'm always away. And I'm trying to say, I'm
love is a triple threat. Quality razors, affordable prices.
Alrighty, that was Childish Gambino. Less? I don't even know how to... I think it's just Less. I don't really know how well to pronounce it. But, yeah, so we're coming close. We got this last 10 minutes of our show. So, we're going to have to... I guess we're going to wrap it up a little, but... I guess we have one little last talking session before we put on the last couple of... last couple songs. So, Jenna... We got into this conversation a little bit about award shows, and Jenna has some two cents she wants to spit. So I'm going to give you the hot seat, Jenna.
Yeah. I mean, we were just playing Elvis Presley, so... And that reminded me of when, you know, like the Austin Butler who played Elvis, mm-hmm. How he got the Golden Globe, but thank God he did not get that Oscar because I really don't think he deserved it. Like, did you watch the movie?
No, I mean, I heard it was very, like, it appealed to people because it was very sexual, right? I think that's what I heard about it.
It was just, like, I just don't think it was amazing acting. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it was mind-blowing. Like, you know, did you watch Bohemian Rhapsody?
The Freddie Mercury one?
Yeah.
I heard that one was really good.
That was so good. Like, Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury, he was amazing in it. And he won the Oscar and completely deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
But if Austin Butler had won that Oscar, I swear to God.
You would have ripped shreds across the
community. I would have thrown something at the TV. I know myself, I would have. But, you know, did you see the Brendan Fraser? He played the whale. It's like a movie called The Whale. It's a small film, but he plays this obese guy, and he's about to die, and he has this daughter. It's a really, really well done movie, and he's amazing.
You're
in
pretty
it.
Deep in the weeds. I haven't heard of
such
this.
Such a film person.
A cinephile.
Cinephiles,
what they say.
Yeah, I guess.
What's your favorite movie?
The Departed.
The Departed.
That is my favorite movie of all time.
Parker likes that one. Parker.
Yeah.
Godfather 1 and 2, baby.
Yeah, that's obviously
I hate
amazing.
3. I really hate 3.
I don't that hate 3.
That movie's a disaster.
Well, why is the papacy involved?
I don't hate it. It was fine. Like, it was obviously compared to the first two. It was soft,
it's hard to beat, but, like, I get really upset when movies, like, grasp things that they just shouldn't. Like,
yeah, I get that.
I had to turn that one off after 30 minutes. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah. you're not missing much, honestly.
Yeah.
On the... Also reward, or also topic of Emmys, and we were talking about Family Guy earlier and all that. They always make episodes about how they don't get an Emmy.
Yeah.
They've, like, made an episode.
Or how they never get nominated.
Yeah, they don't get anything.
So funny.
They're good at that. I think they stay kind of relevant. They had a Will Smith joke in the recent one.
Really?
Like the,
oh, that was ridiculous. Yeah. I watched that live. I was sitting with my parents, And my mom was on her phone, and I was like, did that just happen? Like, was that a joke?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? We played it back, and she was like, there's no way that's a joke.
No,
like, that has to be, like, some sort of PR move, I don't know, to get the Oscars more attention. Which, honestly, I think it could have...
Oh, it totally did. Chris Rock's career is doing better than ever right now, too. He has a Netflix special about it.
Also, the
amount I haven't watched it, though.
Yeah, the amount of viewers that the Oscars had that year was, like, insane.
Oh, yeah.
Because of it. Like, right after that happened, everyone, like, clicked on to see what happened.
People tapped in instantly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Honestly, like, you always think something, like, it's impossible for them to, like, do better next year. Same with, like, March Madness. You're like, how can this be more of an upset than last year? But it always figures a way to be, like, bigger and better and crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Jenna, for your 2 cents on... I didn't know you were such a cinephile.
I have so many movie posters.
Hold on. This is the question that is make or break.
Uh-oh.
What's the best coming-of-age film ever?
Oh, God.
There's only one answer.
The
Breakfast Club.
Oh, that's such a good one.
I have a friend from home who gets really, like, he loves The Breakfast Club. It's like it's everything to him. It's the best coming of age film, and you'll probably get a mail bomb if you tell him otherwise. Keeping on that topic of angstiness, this next record is by Earl Sweatshirt, still on my SoundCloud kick. Play It Cool. I really like he just impresses me. He's great at this beat. I think this will kind of be our goodbye. We have 6 minutes left. This one's 150. We'll play one more song after that. So say your goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Nice talking to you guys. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Jenna and Jarrett, for getting on my show. This is Joe on The Joe Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
Drizzle tap on the pain, I'm inside with him. When the sky clear up, still inside tripping. You can see I ain't been sleeping in my eyes, nigga. In the mirror throwing hands on toss fights. I'm heavyweight, get a load of these light niggas. Looking washed online like light linen drying. I'm through trying with niggas. I'm gifted cause my eyes working different. And I be seeing straight through the skies as my nigga. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these bitches. And these guys, what's the difference? I despise them. I dispose of them too, I'm a trash man. You don't want trouble, dude. Dirt from the shovel on a low bubble goose. You a coyote fucking with a road running fool. Bitch, you know what it do.
Base be the glory.
Sauce on me,
boss
like a young nigga with sauce on me. Pull up on your shorty, I put sauce on it. Sauce on your nigga, got the sauce on me.
Do not be alarmed. This is just for fun. It's a carnival vibe.
Me home, yeah. Shorty, why you stalling? Are you gonna give me dumb?
This is Mary Kay Ashley.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. They gon' smash.
Yeah.
If they talk too much, I'm gonna fuck around and pass me.
So,
young nigga got the sauce on me.
Boast
like a young nigga was roast on me. Pull up on your shorty, I put sauce on it. So young nigga got the sauce on me. Boast like a young nigga was roast on me. Pull up on your shorty, I put sauce on it. Yeah. So young nigga got the sauce on me. Yeah.
Pushing 200 in this bit, this is suicidal. I can't go back on what I said, cause this is suicidal. All that love and shit is dead, this is suicidal. In London, caught myself baguettes, this shit too exciting. Bitch, we from two different earths. She gon' hit my D like she gon' ease a nerd. Shot kick this oxy, kick this X, I don't know what's worse. Lost my Twitty to the system, every time I go back on my head, it hurts. Better go hop in that trap, huh? Yeah, this shit is on go. Gonna pull up a boom, 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 it gon' blow. I got a bag full of fucking wrecks, yeah, wherever I go.
Everybody, my demons at my home. They selling this shit on clearance, yeah, they talk about that soul. Ain't shit been safe for me. Oh, county race in peace.
Urgent, here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles, forgive me.